Friday's Roundup.
Brought to you by
Richland Hospital, Badgerland Flooring, Cardinal Glass CG, Crystal Clean Storage, and Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Join Hank and Phil for Friday laughter bigger than a raccoon in a snack aisle.
And twice as unpredictable.
We've got Cooking with Hank, where recipes are more of a suggestion and the smoke alarm is basically a sous chef.
And medium heat?
That's just a bad choice. And don't miss the word of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Freshly invented on the spot by Hank with zero approval process.
But he has 100% confidence.
Wrap up your week with chaos.
Chuckles.
And just enough nonsense to make Monday nervous.
That's Friday's Roundup.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
How are you doing, young man?
Not bad there, brother.
Did you have a good night?
I did.
Good game in arena?
Yeah, it was a good game.
Congratulations. And they gave us a hat.
They gave you a hat to put on the Hall of Fame.
Yep,
here.
The WRCO hat wall. I've started. I'm putting up my first board today. The hat wall.
The hat wall.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well,
we appreciate that.
If they win the Night League Championship in a couple of weeks, we'll have them autograph it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. As long as we can keep Nick's name off there, we'll be all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, they were... They were cutting you down last night for not showing up.
Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told him. You know,
he's a baby.
He said he's tired. He's got to get up early. And they said, "What about you?" I said, "No comment." You know.
John there? Did he give me a bad time?
And I
too?
Said, "Hank, you know, he gets up about 7 o'clock. You know, and but that's all right.
Yeah.
Got to get your beauty sleep."
Thanks, buddy. It still doesn't work, Phil. It doesn't work. Hey.
Oh well.
All right, buddy. What is one of your biggest turnoffs? No, just in life.
Oh, boy.
Just in life. What was, you know, and mine has to do with people.
Yeah, mine would be that, too. People that, you know, I shouldn't say snub you, but, you know, maybe don't.
I think that's you and I both. It bothers me deeply that you can walk by a person and say good morning.
Right. Yeah, that's the same as me.
And just like, I mean, take Todd. I mean, I had to tell him 3 times today. Yesterday,
I know.
Good morning.
Well, that's the way he is, but I know. That's the way it goes.
I mean, I had to go move his chair. So,
anyway. Yeah, but no, I feel you there. That's true. You know, we just need to all, and it was really tough during COVID when you couldn't see people's reactions and smiles, and you could see eyes. That was about it.
That's if you didn't have any sunglasses on. A lot of people did that.
True.
So. Mm-hmm. A lot of people did that. So, anyway, you might be from Arkansas, Phil, or maybe Pea Ridge from this one. If you ever heard somebody say, "Hold my sweet tea and watch this,"
I'm sure you've done that.
Yeah, sweet tea or moonshine.
Yeah, that's true. Now you're pretty good at making sweet tea.
I love sweet tea.
I can't believe you've never used that as a recipe.
A sweet tea?
Right, right. Because that'd be a legitimate one that people might want to copy.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I boil the calories out of it.
Is that what you do?
No, not really, but it's a good excuse to boil up. Oh, it's real easy. So if you're making a gallon, I put 8 tea bags in it.
8 tea bags?
Eight of the small tea bags.
Write this down, folks.
All right, and let it boil, okay? And then I put my cup of sugar or whatever you taste right into that boiling water. Okay, stir it up.
Yep.
And then you take the tea bags out, but you want to strain the tea bags because that's where most of your tea flavor come from.
Because
it hasn't.
Of course.
Yeah. So you want to strain them in cold water as many times as you can and then dump the tea in and enjoy.
Right.
It is really good.
Mm.
So,
Hank Ray's sweet tea recipe.
It don't get much better than that, Phil.
No, it don't.
So let's see here. The earliest pelican fossil on record, Phil, is a 30-million-year-old skull that was found in the... Whoa! Something in the deposits of France. What is it?
I can't say it either.
Yeah, let's go here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, what?
I don't really know.
I don't even know how to say it.
And I've been to France, but I've never seen that.
Ghosting.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey,
that's close.
That word blunder out.
You know what? I'll give you credit
Hooked
for trying.
On Hank, baby.
I didn't even try it. I'm glad you tried it.
Hanked on phonics, yes. Yeah, another. That's a free word for the day.
Oligocene.
Oligocene, maybe, yeah. Someone will let us know, Phil.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, you ready for the recipe?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a quick recipe, but it is good.
All right, all right. Let me get my pen so I can take notes.
Nacho cheese tortilla chips. Just imagine this, all right? Here's what you need, buddy. You need nacho cheese tortilla chips, a pound of hamburger, 2 cups of shredded cheese, or however much your heart can handle, and basically your stomach at that moment. Sour cream, chopped onions, diced maters, and a baking sheet or oven-safe pan. All right? Gotta get the maters. Here we go. Here's your instructions. Preheat the oven to 375. This gives you enough time to wonder why you're making nachos at 2:11 in the morning.
Oh, that's good. Because if we get our oven up to 385,
yes, sir,
the smoke alarm will go off on the heat.
Oh, it will.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that a good thing?
Well, it's good to know the smoke alarm works, but it's bad at 2:30 in the morning to wake up June.
Like you're in there. I mean, you're probably waking her up all the time with how hot you are running around the house, you know?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Right, right.
Where were we?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. 2:11 in the morning, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 2:11.
So it actually earlier. So it just goes off for heat.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's probably not the best located. It's in the kitchen.
Right above the oven.
No, not right above it, but it's in the kitchen, so.
Yeah. I didn't know that. That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
Maybe I should invest.
Yeah.
All right. Brown the hamburger in a skillet until it's fully cooked and with no pink remaining. Drain the grease unless you're trying to make these nachos load-bearing.
Ah.
Spread a generous layer of nacho cheese tortilla chips across the baking sheet, all right? So you can even have them mounded up, you know what I mean? So that way you actually have a dip. So this is, anyway.
You don't crush them then?
Uh-uh. No. Yeah, you could. You're going to have to eat them with a knife and a fork.
Mm, okay.
So spread them across the baking sheet. Any chips eaten during this step is considered a cook's inspection, Phil. So you're allowed to eat a couple out of the bag.
That's good. Sample it. Make sure it's good.
Sprinkle the cooked hamburger evenly over the chips. Try to hit every chip, but don't lose sleep over it. You've already handled that part.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Losing sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Do you use plastic gloves when you're doing this? And a hair net?
Yes, Phil, I do. Always in my kitchen.
Okay.
You know what I mean? No, I don't, Phil. Okay. No. The dogs do, but I don't.
Do you wash your hands?
We're going to sprinkle that cooked hamburger.
I'm just, if you ever open up a restaurant, I'm looking out for you.
I'm actually kind of a clean guy. I really am.
Oh, sure.
So, anyway.
All right.
All right. How many showers a day do you take?
How many showers a day? One.
I'll average 2 to 3 a day.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Just letting you know.
Well, that's good to know.
Well, yeah.
You know, you sales guys sweat a lot.
Yeah, you ain't kidding, buddy. Sometimes sometimes you do. Yeah.
All right. It's hard to catch off.
All right. Yeah, we're all right. Well, should I start over?
Because I don't think so.
This recipe has gone wicked. cover everything with shredded cheese. If you still clearly see the hamburger, you haven't added enough cheese. Bake for only 8 to 10 minutes. You don't want any more than that because you'll burn the chips.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, that's not good.
But that's why you have the oven preheated, and it should melt that cheese into the hamburger and stuff. Bake for 8 to 10 minutes or until the cheese is melted, bubbly, and holding everything together. Better than your life at 2:11 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Carefully remove the pan from the oven. It's hot, and explaining a nacho-related injury at the emergency room would be embarrassing.
True.
So at this time, you can add whatever your toppings are, such as chopped onions, diced maters, or big spoonfuls of sour cream, whatever you want. So basically, you have a big taco salad there.
Mm.
Eat them directly from the pan. All right.
Good stuff.
Yes. While standing over the kitchen sink, fewer dishes mean fewer witnesses, Phil.
Ah.
Yeah, there you have it, quick and a little fattening hillbilly oven nachos, the perfect meal when it's too late for supper and way too early to admit it's for breakfast.
Yeah, there you go. It's kind of a snack, kind of a half meal, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
Right.
It
does sound good. I like to take a jar of salsa,
mm-hmm.
just dump it over something like that.
That would be good. Now, do you like the mild stuff?
I always have mild.
So is it chunky or is it salsa?
I like chunky.
Yeah, I like the chunky too. Salsa, you just get too much at the end.
You do. I like it. I mean, sometimes we've made it at our our house as well. Mm-hmm. Chop up tomatoes and a little cilantro, and that's good stuff too.
Yeah, there's a jar of hot sauce in the fridge. It's, what was that song? Light You on Fire? Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Yeah, but it's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, anyway, there you have it.
Well, so, something to make this weekend.
Huh? Yeah. We have to, would you make that?
I would probably make that. I think that I could, that's not above my abilities in the kitchen. Yeah, I think I could do it.
You think June would appreciate you cooking her dinner like that?
I don't know if she'd eat it. She might. She might try it.
Yeah. If it's, you could use turkey.
Mm-hmm. She would want me to use the blue corn chips, probably. Or the,
probably. You could use any corn chips. Yeah. But it's the nacho in them, the flavoring. But you could also add nacho flavoring as well to those chips.
To your chips.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Sometimes, if I don't have chips, I have nacho flavoring. Put in sour cream.
Oh.
It's really good.
Yeah, I bet that would be good. All right.
So just for the corn tortilla dips.
Uh-huh.
Right. What do we got for you today, buddy?
Oh, I think we have some logic.
Really?
It's time for poor old Grandpa Phil's Attic Logic, sponsored by Salt Wheatle's Store in downtown Cazenovia since 1946.
Worth the trip.
I know. John's got a lot of logic for you there.
It's worth the trip, though. Yep. What a store.
Absolutely. Today, scarce as hen's teeth.
Scarce as hen's teeth.
There you are.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Did your mother ever use
that? Yeah, I think she did.
Okay.
Scarce as hen's teeth. I never saw a hen with teeth, so I guess that explains.
Yes. And what does it mean?
Would be scared. Well, extremely rare.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
That would you know what? We got one right here. Phil Knee, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
He's scarce as hen teeth,
yep.
But he's not work brittle.
He is work brittle. That means he works.
No, work brittle means you don't work.
Well, he ain't real work brittle, Jim. He's scarce as that working is scarce as hen's teeth. Yes. She always thought her son was, I think she thought I should be royalty, because she'd say, I should have crowned you. You know?
Why is that?
I should have crowned you.
She should have popped you on the head, maybe?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if she ever got that far.
But is that what that means?
Yeah, that's right. Or she would say, boy, that kid was being a captain. So I'm not sure if the captain needed a crown. You know, Jim, that kid was being a captain. I should
have to look that up. That's pretty good.
I should have crowned him.
Can you write that down?
Oh, well.
Well, what can you do?
You goofy gink.
Hey, one man, prepare pants.
We're combining all of our logics from the last several weeks.
Yeah, with Pat Riley.
Yeah, well, yeah, him too.
The big dink.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
I tell you what a joy Pat Riley is. So, anyway, yeah, what was it the one time he said to me?
I don't know.
He comes out, I don't know, it was like 106. I said, hey, Pat, I said, last you can make it, at least I'm here.
Yeah.
And looked around for the other umpire. I said, I understand. So I did that by myself.
Good point.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I always, being, broadcasting the games, I need a lineup.
Yes.
I need to get on the air. They don't understand. Yeah, the game starts at 1, but I'm probably on the air about at least 10-2.
100%.
And I can't get the lineup while I'm on the air. So I would go over about 1:45 and I'd say, you have the lineup? Oh, I said, yeah, it's not 12:59 yet. I guess you're trying to. Jeepers. Nothing like that. In hometown, it's always the same thing. Well, I got a guy coming.
Exactly.
He had a bachelor party last night. He won't be here till 1 o'clock.
We hope.
Oh, yes. One more.
Word of the day, buddy.
What do you got?
Dandelion.
Dandelion.
You ain't a kidding. That cheetah runs faster than dandelion. Dandelion.
That
cheetah runs faster than D-Lion.
Dandelion. Yes. Oh, I got it. I got it. All right. I thought you said Daddy Lion.
No, Dandelion.
I got it. All right. That's Hank Bray.